Same shashchina b'marav, because the shchina is the marav side. That's why it's called the marav. That's where the wind comes from, the shchina like. Then the pasuk says, "Tizak katalim rosi." My word should come down like dew. Zurach tzfoinis. That's the north wind. Shema delas es azov. That like sprinkles the zov. Rashi says, "Shema chanames." It's very hot. Or mevia sarav v'ravon bo v'yazov zau. And then the gold is cheap when in the hungry year. So that's what the north wind does. V'chein uaymer hazalim zov mikis. It'll cause the gold to come down. Kisirim ale desh. What does that mean? Zurach mizrachis, that goes on the east wind. Shemesaris has kol erlam ki soyer. It's like very strong winds, like the word like a soyer. That's like a shade. Rashi says, yeah. It's harmful. Or chavivim ale yaseh, like easy wind, easy rain on the grass. Zurach teremes, that's the south wind. Shimala revivim, that brings up revivim, umagadelas asovim, that makes the things grow. That's good. Yeah. And that's probably even the Torah also, the choloisek, but Torah lishmo is maybe toivu liyodam krevivim halolu. Sheyodam benachet. That's the end thing that kisirim, alei desha, the Torah also is toivu for the world. But the Tanya will learn, yoblezo aymer. Oilom liyachsadro hudaima. The world is like an open porch. That's the way the world is like. Liyachsadro hudaima. Rashi shein lo doifin revius. It's open on one side. Beruach tzvoinis daima. Beruach tzvoinis einim esavevis. And the ruach tzvoinis, the north wind, does not come back. Rashi says means the mechitza. That does not have a mechitza there. The north wind. Vechivon shegiya chamo eitzol keren maravis. When the sun comes to the west corner, is tzvoinis the marav eitzol kerem marav tzvoinis. When the sun comes to the west northwest side, nechfefes it bends over the yellow lamal. Then it comes up minarakiyah. That's the root of the sun. The world is daima to a kuba. Rashi says that's an oil shekule mukif. It's like a tent that's completely covered. Veruach tzvoinis mesufevis, and the north wind goes around. Vechivon shechama magas leker marovis tzvoinis, when the sun comes up to the north west side, makefis it goes around. Vechazeres achuri kippah, it goes back around the kippah, around the circle. Shenamah plus it says holech el dorim v'sevav al tzofen. Holech el dorim b'yoyim, it goes towards the south side by day. V'sevav al tzofen b'layla, it goes back towards the north side by night. It goes around the Yalseviva of Sheva Ruach. El Upene Mizrach, Upene Marav. That's the face of Mizrach and Marav. Shepomim Misavavosam, Opomim Malchosam. Sometimes going around it, Rashi says, Pomim Malchosam, the Yay Marach in a long day, Shot Kufas Tamiz, She Yaitse Bekaran Svinus Mizrach Rakas. The Kevin Rav Svinus, that goes a straight line. And sometimes it goes like in a circle, Rashi says, be in the short days. She yaitza the kerem mizrach, as it goes around in a circle like. Now, who are you? Who used to say, "Who are you?" Also, the Reb Leza, Shom aliachsadra daima. That's what Reb Leza said, that this world is daima to achsadra from this pasuk. It says, "Menacher de tovoi yesayfoi zuruach draimis." His god, that's the south wind. Or mamzerim koro. Zuruach tzvoinis, that's the south, that's the north wind. Rashi shadayfim mizura prutza min yishama sayita in karach zeh ruach mizrachis, that's the west wind. Baruch of mayim b'mutzog zeh ruach mizrachis, that's the east wind. I v'amamah, we said before, ruach teroimis, that south wind mala revivim magalas asof, that's a very good wind. It brings dew and it makes things grow. Lekasha Hodiyasa mitra benichusa. If the rain comes normally, then it's good. Hobishmichusa. If it comes though a strong winds, strong rain, then it ruins. Omer Rav Chizda. My dichsiv. What does the pasuk say? Mitzofen zov yosa. That's when the gold will come out from Sofen, the north. Zeruach tzvoinis. That's the north wind. Shemazelas es azov. That makes the gold cheap. As we said before, it's very hot. It makes a famine, and then gold is not worth so much. The Chayin Uvav, the Pasuk also says, Hazolim Zov Mikis, that your gold become very cheap. Omar Raphram Bar Popo, Omar Chizda, Meyoim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash, and then the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Loi Huk Shema Ruach Deroimis. That Ruach, the south wind is not so strong anymore. Shinemet says, Vayigzor Al Yamin, Vero Vayichal Al Smoil, Vloi Sov, they weren't satisfied. The Chesidim Pasuk says, Sofim Vyamin, Oisim Rosim. The Omar Raphram Bar Popo, Omar Chizda, that Meyoim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash, Ein hagishamim yordim meyoytze toiv. When after the churban of Beis Hamikdash, the rain doesn't come down from a good storage place. Shinem the pasuk says yiftach Hashem lachos atzori atoiv. That means bizman she yisroel simsoin neshamokom for yisroel shurim alad mosam. The Shas Kleisel is doing the mitzvahs and they're living in Eretz Yisrael before the churban of Bayis. Then gishamim yordim meyoytze toiv. Then the rain comes down from a good oitzer. But this man, Shein Yisroel, Shreem Al Damasam, Kleistos, and Golis, they're not in Eretz Yisroel, Ein Gishamim Yordim Yetzatoiv. Then the Gisham does not come down from a good Eitzer. Yeah. Now, Omer of Yitzchak, Haroitze Sheyachkim, somebody wants to come smart, Yadrim, he should daven towards Dorim, towards the south side. Rashi says, Bitfilosoi, Yachsa Ponov the Dorim, he should daven towards the south side. Bishayashir, somebody wants to become rich, Yatzvon, it should daven towards the north side. The Senecha, what's the Simin? Shulchan B'tzofen. The Shulchan on the Beis Hamikdash was on the north side. That's how to become rich. Or Menorah, that's the Or HaChokhma, that's the Durham, that's on the south side. The Yabishua ben Levi Omar, Lioila Miyadrim, you should always daven towards the south side. Sheh Mitoch, Sheh Mechamchen, when a person becomes smart, Misah shall also become rich. Shneem, the Pasuk says, Orech Yomin B'yamino, B'smerlo Oishav Chavayt. The Bible says, well, if you have become a chacham, then with your right hand, so with your left hand, you'll also have oisha, you'll also have rich. B'hor Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, Shechina b'maruf. Ah, he said the Shechina is on the maruf side. So Mara says, the mitzadid atzudei, it's a little bit on the side. Rashi ma'at letzad dorim. True, it's on the maruf side, but it's also a little bit tilted towards the south side. So really, the way you should daven is a drop towards the south, the west-south side. Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanino, Rabbi Ashi, could go in also in the... Smur says, Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanino, Rabbi Ashi, could go in also in the Yasvi Subitzvayna. You that sit on the top of the north side, the Eretz Yisrael, Adrimu. When you daven, you should daven on Doron, on the south side. Adrumi, people live on the south side of Eretz Yisrael. They are sure Adrumi, Adrumi, Adrumi. Again, that the people living on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, so they should daven towards the south side. O Minolon, the Bovel at Svena, the Eretz Yisrael, Kaima. How do you know that Bovel is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael? The Siv Mitzofon Tiftach Arom. When the north comes out the bed, I'll call Yeshua Yoritz. Different ruchas here. The Maisa, we are Kinlon, the what that the Mother Shino is a Marav side. That's why the Maisa, we daven towards Marav. Just that we're Marav. Eretz Yisrael, therefore we daven towards Mizrach. Like Mizrach, really, our Mizrach is towards the Mariv of Eretz Yisrael. Right. Machikin Esa Mishrim in Ayeret. The Mishnah says, what? You have to take away the flax, the water where you soak in your flax, from the vegetables. But Rabbi Yossi argues by the Chardol, he says that you do not have to take away your Chardol from the neighbor's bees. Tony would learn like this. Rabbi Yossi Mater Bechardol. Rabbi Yossi is matzo by the chad, you'll have to let your mustard seeds grow right next to your neighbor's bees. Sheyochu leimaloi, because the owner of the chad has the right to say to the owner of bees, Ad sha'ato oimali harchek chad lecha min devaroi, before you tell me to take away my chad or my mustard from your bees, like we learned before, that the bees come and taste the mustard, and they get a sharp taste in the mouth, so that makes them go back and eat up all the honey. So what are you telling me now that my chardel is ruining your honey? Adarabba, harchik devarecha min chadloi, I have a right to say, take away your mustard from my bees. Harchik, me take away your bees from my mustard. Sheboyes v'yoichlois liglulei chadloi, because they are coming and eating up the part of my mustard. Rashi says, prochik chadloi, like the flowers of my mustard. So they're also ruining my mustard. So therefore, we're both mazikim one to the other. Therefore, Yossi says, one does not have to move back more than the other. See, if the Dvarim doesn't like what's happening, he has to move back. Now the Mishnah says, Marchikin et ilon min habor eschim v'chomishama. You have to, if you want to plant a tree in your property and the neighbor's property has a borer, you have to make sure you're 25 amas away from his borer, because otherwise the roots of your trees will grow that far and ruin his ditch. Well, the charuba of a shikma, if you want to plant a charuba boxer tree or a shikma tree, chamishim amma. There the roots grow further, you have to move back 50 amas. Now, bein nilmala, bein minatad, whether you're above or whether you're on the side, the same thing. Rashi says, it means she'echad mi'em nilmala. The goyva shipua har. Let's say they're on a mountain. One is higher up on the mountain, and the second one is lower. It doesn't make a difference. Still, you have to be marching this year either 25 amas or 50 amas. Habein minatad, Rashi says, the kankashava, on flat land, also you have to move back 50 or 25. Now, im habor kodmo, if the boar was there first, and then the neighbor planted his tree, koiseis, we have a right to tell him to cut down his tree. V'naisein damim. And also you have to pay him for the tree. So Rashi says, v'chivon de b'shus nota, since the tree he planted in his own property, she'enim mazik gashman godl, like true he wasn't supposed to do it. But the pshat is it doesn't do damage right now. It takes a long time until the roots grow. Since the damage that your tree is doing is only to a private person, here we would not tell you to chop it down unless you get your money back. Before in the Mishnah, before we had your mazit or shisarabim, you plant your tree outside the city where it's a hezit to the rabbim, there we make you cut down your tree even without getting paid back. But there you are mazik the rabbim. But we only mazik a private person, then we only tell you to knock down your tree if you'll get paid. If you're not gonna get paid, you don't have to knock it down. So even though the boar was first, so still you have to pay the money. What about the Elan Kodam? Let's say the one that planted his tree, he was there first, and then the neighbor made his ditch. Lo yikoitz. Then we do not tell the Baal Elan to cut down the tree. He was there first, he has a right to stay there. Sofik Zekoidim Sofik, they couldn't have a doubt. Who was first? The boar was there first, or was the tree there first? So lo yikoitz. Menasofik, you don't have a right to tell him to knock down the tree. Only before by the rabbi Mamonashach he has to knock down the tree. But here, if he was first, he doesn't have to knock it down. Menasofik, we don't tell him to knock it down. We have Yaisi Yaimer. Yaisi says, Afalpi Sharbo Kodemis, even though the boar was first, Lilon, even though the boar was there before the tree, lo yikoitz. Still, if the person did plant his tree, we do not tell him to cut down, even for money. That each one is doing his own property. He has a right to do it. That was a Yaisi Shita. That the Maisa, you're planting a tree in your property, even though the roots are going to go later and do damage, that's not called Giri Delay. It's not called your arrows. That's exactly what happens with Mela by itself. So Yaisi holds, for such a Mazik, you don't have to be Marchik, you're allowed to plant a tree. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it even though the boar was there first. Now the Gemara says, Tony, we learned, Vein Shabor Lamato, whether the boar was on the bottom part of the mountain, Veila Lamala, the tree is above, or else the opposite way, Vein Shabor Lamala, the boar was above on the top of the mountain, Veila Lamato, and the tree was on the bottom, still, you have to be marked 25 amas. So, Vishlaima Bor Lamato, you understand if the boar is on the bottom, Veila Lamala, the tree is above, I understand why you can't plant your tree. Because Aslan Shroshin Maskilela Bor. Because if you plant your tree above, so the roots are going to grow down and they'll ruin his ditch. That's why it's Asa. Ela, but the other way. Bor Lamala Vid Lamata, where the Bor is above and the tree is on bottom. Amai, what should be wrong with that? Like, if the Bor is above the tree, what could go wrong then? Omar Rabbi Chaga Vishram Rabbi Yosim of Neshom Achlidin as a karku, yes. Still, the roots go and like ruin the karka, the foundation. Omalken karkisa shabor. And then like it'll make the ditch above cave in. It's like this, if the ditch is on top, true. But if the ground underneath it is strong and firm, so then the ditch will stay there. But if you're going to plant a tree on the bottom, that will go and make the bottom ground soft, so that will make the ditch cave in, therefore it's us. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Halachik Rav Yosi, pasen like Rav Yosi. There's no mazik here that you're allowed to plant a tree in your own rishus. Here it's not called a mazik. He doesn't have to move back. When I was by Rav Kano, the Yarmina was said like this, that Moide Rav Yosi agrees the Gira Didei. that when he's doing damage with his like arrows, then he's chayav. Then he has to be marchik. Rashi says, "Heichod the matle yazekim v'tev yodav shemazik." If the damage comes directly from the hands of the mazik, then you have to be mazik. Then you have to be marchik. And we have the Gemara Metzil there when you're washing your hands and the water fell straight down to the bottom neighbor, you have to be marchik. Where it's geared today with your arrows, then you have to be marchik. It's only over here when you're planting the tree that the roots are not here now. It takes the time for the roots to grow. That's not called your arrows. That happens by itself. Here of Yosiyos, you don't have to be marchik. Now, Papoi Yoinoi Oni, he was a poor man. Feheshir. Rashi Pufni Yoashi Kach Shumoi, Hashem Koimoi. Hey, Oni, first he was poor, Feheshir, then he became rich. Bono Apadno, so he built a palace. Hevihanech Atsurei Bishavusei, there were people in his neighborhood, Rashi says, Oitzrei Shumshimim, people that were squeezing out sesame to make sesame oil. He have a daiki shumshim when they were pressing out their sesame. Have a naidi afadne. So his palace was like shaking. So they had to press out their sesame seeds. They used a good presser. The mamish shook their made a lot of vibrations. So his palace started to shake. So also came to Rashi, came upon Ravashi. Omalei ki have a bay Rav Kana have a arinon. When we were by Rav Kana, Rav Kana told us that even the contrary of Yosi. You should know, Moidi Rav Yosi Begira Delay. Rav Yosi agrees that if your damage right now, which is like called Yadayim, it's your arrows that you have to be marchik. So here, when you're grinding your sesame, since you're making vibrations, those vibrations are coming out right now from you. That's like your giri, therefore you have to be marchik. So you have the right to tell these people they have to stop making the shumshimin. They have to move back. All right, turn over. Now,